From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hi there, good afternoon, Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes. In a few minutes we'll be turning to Psalm 23, we'll be looking at the Valley of the Shadow of Death. First here's Paul Irvin singing, But for the Blood.
I have no one to blame, how I longed to hide my face. I was so ashamed of all the wrongs I'd done, and I knew I'd have to pay. Well, I was bound to face hell's flames, I'd be there today, my friends, but for the blood, but for the blood shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. So low, though the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving, I'm unworthy of God's love. And oh yes, I know it's true, but here I am with the chosen few. I'll stand today, I'm saved just by the blood. The blood shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. But for the blood shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'll ever be. Cleansed and set me free. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free.
Once again we'll read from the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. We have been thinking about the Good Shepherd as he is revealed in the 23rd Psalm. we have noticed the personality of the Good Shepherd from the very first words, "The Lord is my shepherd." We have looked at the provision of the Good Shepherd, "I shall not want." Last time, we observed the program of the Good Shepherd, how he provides rest, restoration, and righteousness. Today we're going to look at the pathway of the Good Shepherd. And the pathway outlined here is a very dark way, but yet in the midst of the darkness, there is light. Verse 4 reads, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." The first thing I want you to notice here is the valley of death. There is one certainty which faces each of us. We will die. We do not know when we will die. We may die in a few days, a few hours even, perhaps a few minutes. Or we may live for many more years, many more decades. We do not know how we will die. We may die as the result of an accident. We may die as a result of an unexpected illness, a sudden death. Or we may die as the result of some long lingering disease. The circumstances surrounding death are very uncertain, but death itself is not uncertain. Rather, death is the only certainty we have in life. We cannot guarantee ourselves another minute, but we can guarantee ourselves that we will die. Life, we might say, is uncertain, but death will arrive. Did you ever ask yourself, "How will I die? What will death be like for me? When will I die?" The relevance of these questions is chiefly this. They encourage us to consider death, and that in itself is a worthwhile consideration. It is true that many would rather not think about the hour of their departure from this world. It is a sad subject, a depressing topic, but one that we must think about. You talk of your holidays, you speak of special events in the calendar, yet death is more certain than everything else, and you will not give it a thought. Take time to think about the valley of death. It is a dark valley, yes. It is a troublesome valley, yes. But yet it is a valley you must tread. Therefore, preparation needs to be made for it. Secondly, please think about the confidence of faith. As one who believed in God, David could face death with confidence. Because he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Here was a man who was facing death, and yet he could say, "I am not afraid." This is what it is to be a Christian. It is true that the Christian can face death with some apprehension, because naturally we are built for life. We have our friends upon this world. We have our families. Therefore, it is natural, it is a built-in instinct to enjoy life, to love life. We do not look forward to death in that sense. But the Christian is one who can face death without fear, without terror, because he knows that he's going to be with the Lord. It is one of the great proofs of Christianity. Believers die well, and unbelievers often die badly. Voltaire was a well-known atheist. He spent his life denying God, and yet when he died with fear. The Apostle Paul was one who spent the best part of his life living for the Lord, and when he came to die, he said, "I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me in that day." Thirdly, please notice the shepherd's presence. The reason why David was not afraid in the valley of death was this. he could say, "For thou art with me." What a tremendous blessing. You see, the Saviour says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." The time when we will need the shepherd the most is in death. And when we come to die, the child of God can be sure of this. The Lord will be at our side. In Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2 we have these beautiful words. "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." The Lord's presence will become more real in death than any other time in life, because he will be there to take us from one life into the next. Fourthly and finally, I would like you to notice the rod of comfort. David could say, "When I'm in the valley of death, the rod of the Good Shepherd, the staff of the Good Shepherd, they will comfort me." The shepherd in the east used his rod to guide the flock and keep them in the way. There is the picture here of the shepherd leading his flock. He has caused them to rest in the green pastures. He has led them along the still waters. And now he's coming to a ravine. It's long and it's dark. Great cliffs are towering overhead and hanging over the pathway, blocking out the sunlight. There are many shadows. And there is a danger of wild beasts, a lion perhaps, or a bear hiding behind, a huge rock ready to spring upon the unsuspecting flock. It is important that the flock stay in the midst of the way, that they don't wander off to the side. And therefore the shepherd uses his rod to keep the sheep in the midst of the path. The word comfort here does not merely mean to console, it means to keep in the way. Whenever the Christian comes to die, the Lord will keep the believer in the faith. Christians do not die with faith because there is anything special about them. They die in faith because the Lord keeps their faith. You see, the Bible says that the Christian is one who is kept by the power of God. It is his rod that preserves us. And that's why the believer can look ahead to death with great comfort, because the Lord is there to preserve his child. When we think about the valley of death, we think about preparation. We're going to die. Are you prepared for death? Is the good shepherd your shepherd? It is a wonderful thing to die in faith, to know that we're going from earth to heaven. It is a terrible thing to die without faith, to die without the good shepherd. That is to go from this world into hell. And that's why it is a fearful thing to die without Christ. I would appeal to you today, prepare for death by trusting the Lord as your Saviour. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.